Oh, all the typing.
Furious amount of typing.
How do you spell tedious?
T-E-D-I-O-U-S?
O-U-S? That looks better.
Wow, I can spell. I'm a good speller.
You want to unlock the channel so people can get in?
Oh, I suppose it could if we're ready. Are we ready?
I'm getting there. Oh, I guess I'm ready enough.
Ooh, this is much longer than last week.
Yeah.
There we go. Samurai was first.
What is the picture in front of Gwenpool? Is that from the Witcher video game?
Oh, in the graphic?
Yeah.
Or
not Gwenpool. Spider-Gwen. Spider-Gwen. That's MODOK.
That's MODOK up there,
I meant Spider-Gwen. They're both there, and it's very confusing for me.
Is that a clip from the Hearthstone commercial?
Oh, maybe.
Oh, nope. Apparently, it's a commercial from whatever Gwent is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what a Gwent is.
But it's the Witcher card game.
I was halfway there. Wait, is it a game that they play within the Witcher universe, or is it a Witcher-themed card game?
I don't know.
I'm asking Samurai and Scrooge.
Oh. He says it's in the game.
Okay.
If it's in the game, it's in the game. EA Sports. It's in the game. Quickest way to end your career? Be on the cover of EA Sports. Ian, did you see the Steelers shenanigans for the cap?
I'm not sure exactly what you're referencing, so I'm going to take a few shots in the dark at it. Because all I've read so far today was, so far things are going down exactly the way that you said. They're going to franchise Bell, and he's going to try to sit out the whole season because he's a little...
Well, I think they're working on it because AB, they're restructuring all of AB's money into signing bonuses so that none of it counts as cap space.
Oh, interesting.
So he's going to get a huge pile of money now and not count against the cap.
Okay, I thought
you... Which should allow them to free up tons of cap space for Lev Brown. Or Bell. Lev Bell, sorry.
Right. No, I understand.
I mixed the two people together.
That's a move. That was not what I was hoping you were going to tell me. I thought you were going to tell me that they were up to something, like, spectacular. Like, because he got hurt playing.
Like, trading Le'Veon Bell to Cleveland for the first and fourth round picks where we could replace him with Saquon Barkley and a new quarterback to replace Ben? Because that's what I would do.
That would be amazing. That definitely won't happen. I was just going to talk about what they're going to do because Shazier got hurt playing, so they still have to pay him. So they should change their defensive scheme to a 4-3 so they don't...
God, I wish.
So they don't have to... You know, try to replace him at linebacker, and they can use... I think that'll end up saving cap money in the long run. I wish, too. That would be a great setup for them.
Yep.
But...
You got to get more pressure from the line.
They will, anyway. In fact, stick with a 3-4.
All right, we got some people in the room. We want to go with what this actual show is about.
Has the show started yet? Is it 9 o'clock? Oh, my God, it's 9:05. Someone do something.
So I'm asking if you're ready.
I don't know. Right? I believe I'm ready.
I'm all excited. I'll do my best. I will give it my all.
Listen, my friends, and you will see your dream is my reality. Anyway, you ready?
Yes. All right. Believe we just both answered that. But
okay. Well, okay. I don't pay attention to you guys.
Right on.
All right. Believers, welcome to the 132nd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3 Pittsburgh Steelers podcast. No, it's about Marvel Puzzle Quest, of course. I'm the only one. You can call me Craig. With me, KS72, Sneaky Beat 15. They're Ray. They're Ian. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, no, that was too many hays.
It was?
Yeah, it was Krusty the Clown a minute ago, and now it's hey.
this is the week of March 7 up until Pi Day.
Pi Day.
314.
Pi Day. Oh, yep. That's next. Wow.
Next week's show is on Pi Day. Just for Joe, it'll be 2 hours of Pi Talk where we are going to live stream us making our own crust and designing our own pie live on this show.
Oh, my goodness. This is the...
No, we're not going to do that.
The Puzzle Warriors 3 Spring Breaking Challenge?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy cooking and all, but I am a terrible baker. Just terrible.
Really?
Yeah, not that good with the baking.
But you're patient and good with math. What more do you need?
I don't know. It's you know, I should just go along and play with my chemistry set, but I just, you know, just never get it. All right, your Deadpool dailies. Today, Blue Switch. Thursday, Yellow Vision. Friday, Yellow Strange. Saturday, Green Thanos. Sunday, Black Hawk Guy. Monday, Green Star-Lord. Tuesday, Red Elektra. And Wednesday is Black Gambit. In an action-packed week of the five-day four-star crush... of Z Titans. All right, when last we spoke, I don't think Ian had tried Sandman yet. So, Ian, did you try Sandman?
I did. It was beating up Back in Black was easier than I anticipated. Because my Sandman is at like a 4-1-0. And that added stun that goes along with the green is enough to keep him at bay. Because his, you know, as long as I control green, his blue is not that good. Back in Black's blue. But anyway, I beat him. It was successful.
Nice.
Muy bien.
Yeah, it took me two tries. I got a champ Sandman, so congratulations.
Yeah, it took me more than one try, that was for sure. So good for you.
Yeah, he kept hitting me with cars. I don't know.
In cars. On the 4th was the oh so soon, Dead Jane Foster. Issue 705 of Thor cannot come up soon enough. How'd that go for you?
That was super simple for me.
Mine was grueling.
Yeah, so was mine.
Mine was that computer-controlled Ragnarok is just a strong, strong dude. I won. I was successful, but, I mean, I had, like, 600 hit points to spare. It was a good fight. I just don't...
I forget how many times it took me.
Yeah.
Like, it was several.
But, yeah, mine is currently unchamped. It's at a pretty high level, so it was not... you know, way out of reach, but I'm just not sure what Goddess of Thunder's yellow power does. It doesn't seem to do anything.
It does a very minuscule point of team damage.
Oh, it's AoE. It's doing AoE.
It is.
That's why I didn't notice.
But not much of it.
Right.
Ah!
What was that?
Sorry, Alpha Team scared me with a picture of what's her bucket.
I can only assume Natalie Portman.
That's her official name now. What's her bucket?
What's her bucket? Old what's her bucket?
Good old what's her bucket? You know.
You mean the cool Star Wars princess?
Oh god! Like it's just so saddening. Like it's just so sad. Coming up next on the 9th is Ian's next favorite character. As Gwenpool.
Guys, I don't think I'm going to be able to pull that one out.
Ian with his zero Gwenpool. Probably not going to participate in that one.
Truth.
Ray and I have her champed. She'll fire off some Chekhov's gun and
yeah,
that'll be that.
We'll match away that gun and then fire green and it'll be done.
Yeah, because it does a lot of damage. And then, let's see, after that we got Spider-Gwen on Pi Day. What you got in Spider-Gwen there, Ian?
One moment,
oh,
please.
Oh, you got a good shot. You got a 4-3-1. Gwen Stacy.
Got a puncher's chance.
Yeah, for sure. That red will get it done. And is the purple... Does that provide stun?
Yeah.
Some web tiles and some stun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think
it does. I'm optimistic.
Yeah.
I agree.
Man, I really never use her, but I'm pretty sure it does a stun.
Yeah, because I think the yellow does the team heal minus her, the purple does a stun, and the red is the cherry bomb.
Right.
Cherry bomb.
Nerds.
All right. In Storyland... we got good old Strange Sights running. I always like this event. 21,000 gets you 3 Bullseye. 36.5 gets you the ever-so-popular Blue War Machine. 65,000 for the CP. Top 50 folks get Rogue. And 51 to 400 is Kamala Khan. Starting tomorrow, really a good event, Ultron tomorrow.
Yeah. I was surprised by that since we've got the Strange event going on right now. But
yeah.
Ultron's a team event, isn't it?
It is.
So, personal rewards, I think it's personal rewards, 395,500 is a yellow Kamala Khan, 710,000 is a green Kamala Khan, 916,000 is a yellow Rogue, and 1.2 million points will get you an alias investigations token. Guess what that'll get you? And I know in rounds, completing rounds 2, 3, and 4 gets you Super Soldier cap covers. Rounds 5, 6, and 7 are Ray's favorite Vulture covers.
Ooh.
And round 8 is also an Alias Investigations token. More on those later.
Yeah, I found it amusing that they that event came out before they made any announcement that we're going to talk about later. And it had the Alias Investigation with a giant JJ. And I liked David, AstroMonkey9, I believe, on the Facebook page. He posted, that represents Jalison Jablair, right? Dazzler confirmed.
Jake Jordles?
Jake Jordles.
It could totally be Jake Jordles.
I would have guessed.
The world's greatest quarterback.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have guessed Jimmy Johns, but that's only if you want free smells.
Yeah, the smells are free.
J. Jonah Jameson? He would be an awesome character in this game.
Only two J's, though.
Right.
Like, you know, he could have powers like, you know, freedom of the press and, like, spear campaign and cheapskate boss. I don't know.
He could be the limited 5-star. That would be awesome.
That would be great. Patch, get on this. The limited 5-star, JJJ. PvP land, it is the short time tween seasons. So you've got the good old nefarious foes running right now. 800 to get you a blue Ragnarok, 900 is a black Carnage. 1200 for the CP, top 10 folks get Carol, and 11 to 50 is Loki. Let's move it on with the pie. Hit me with some pie.
Holy moly, let me tell you a little bit about pies. So we got some good pie news for you this week. So for everybody who loves the pie segment, brought to you as always by my hero and yours, This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie. Let's talk about a little something that Craig likes to call rice ricotta pie.
Ricotta.
Oh, I don't call it that. I don't know how people feel about that in general, so I never know how to handle that situation. Like, do they just accept the fact that, you know, I was raised in America with public schools and I don't speak well? Or should I try to pronounce ethnic things with an accent of that region? Like, how angry do people get when I call them gyros? Like, do you need me to call them euros?
Well, kind of.
Okay, I can try. I didn't know what the proper etiquette was. I just figured internationally, people are like, meh, dumb American. We'll let it slide.
Well, that's usually what they do, so.
Okay. So let me tell you about this delicious Italian-style dessert for the upcoming Easter season. Rice, obviously, cooked in milk with a little vanilla bean and lemon zest. You're going to mix in your ricotta cheese into and bake it all together and in a nice crust. So it is, I would eat it. It sounds okay. I was out when I thought it was just another boring, like, savory pie.
Right.
But then when, you know, it's like they've taken rice pudding and turned it into a delicious pie. So now you've got me back on board.
No coconut this week.
No coconut. And while ethnically, Italians are my longtime nemesis, they are fantastic cooks.
Yeah, true story.
So I really feel optimistic about this. I don't know if I have the culinary skills to pull this one off as the, you know, without a short crust, which is easy to do. This crust looks a little bit more complex.
It looks like a meal. Like, it's got rice and cheese. It looks heavy. That looks like dinner.
It does look dense. I feel like you definitely need a glass, you know, a little espresso on the side to help wash this down. So this week,
maybe you could dunk it.
You could possibly dip it. So anyway,
nice cup of tea.
Maybe. I'm a coffee with pie kind of guy, not tea, but I like what you're saying. So the delicious sounding, well, the delicious looking ricotta and rice pie, if you have Italian family that wants to serve it to you this Easter, give it a try. Also, big pie related news, this week is none other than British Pie Week.
Yeah.
So Craig had previously provided me with a link to all the British Pie Week information that you need, and I don't think I have that to share with the people. I want to say it's at...
If you do a quick Google search, you'll find it.
I believe it's awarenessdays.com/British Pie Week 2018. So if you Google Awareness Days UK, You can from there learn all about the importance of British Pie Week. You can enjoy everything from a Guinness pie to a shepherd's pie to what did we cover on here? What was the butter and something? Butter and onion?
Yeah.
Butter and onion pie.
So I want to cover that something on that webpage. They have the most common internet search results for the pies that Brits look for. So right. There's a top 10. So number 10, corned beef pie.
Ew.
Number 9, good old English steak and kidney pie.
Right. Well, that sounds less dope.
Number 8, pork pie.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
7, meat and potato pie.
Yeah, you got me on that one.
6, steak and ale pie.
Sure.
Mmm.
Yeah.
5, chicken and mushroom pie.
Oh, yeah.
4, chicken and leeks. 3, the classic shepherd's pie.
Mmm. That's a jam.
2, the disgustingness that is fish pie.
It sounds okay.
And the number one pie researched by Brits, apparently, is cottage pie.
Mmm. That all sounds like good eating. Except for the kidney. I'm not a big sweetmeats kind of guy. Sweetbreads. No, that's something different.
No, sweetbreads is thymus glands.
It's thymus. Yeah, I just don't want kidney either. I don't want any glands or organs. I'm
no,
not ready for
no
that.
No offals. No awful meats.
And how do I feel about the corned beef pie? Sounds like it should be good.
I don't know.
Well?
I don't know how you feel about this.
Why do I even have you on this show? Man. So anyway, that was for British Pie Week. That was Double the Pie Info on the ever-popular pie segment brought to you, as always, by This Pie.
This Pie.
This Pie.
Thanks, This Pie.
All right. Big news. With the fact that Jessica Jones Season 2, I believe, hits on Friday, 5-star Jessica Jones is now appearing in said game.
Oh, snap.
In said game.
5-star.
So, yeah.
Does
she looks awesome.
Does she have a 3-star counterpart?
She does not, which makes me like her even more.
Yeah, I figured.
This is a Patch character, so thank you, Patch.
Right on.
She is a red, black, blue character. Her red power, all these numbers here coming at you are at when she is at level 450. So, her red power is called Defenestrate. So, she deals 11,331 damage and creates 5 random green, yellow, or purple strike tiles that are of strength 373.
Yowzers.
Nice.
So that's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Her black power, a little pricey, 11 black. Body check. However, it's doing 15,764 damage plus 2626 damage for each color of friendly special tiles on the board. So if you're covering all the colors, you know, that's right. Pretty good. You know, add another 10 grand onto your attacks. So, I mean, you know, now that thing's doing like, you know, 26,000 points of damage. And her blue power is a passive. This one's called Damning Evidence. New kind of feature here. I'm kind of digging this. So at the start of your turn, create a red, black, or blue enemy trap tile. Enemy trap tile. If fewer than 4 of them exist. If you match one of those away, you get 3 AP in your strongest color and deal 10,123 points of damage. At the start of your turn, if you have at least 6 blue, she reveals where the enemy trap tiles are, so you know where to match.
Right.
So you gain AP and do, you know, fairly substantial damage. Man, that looks good.
So the way Patch described this on the forum was, it's at the start of your turn, you get to see where the tiles are. So there's a flash, like it comes up and shows you where they are and then immediately goes away. So you got to be paying attention to see where they are so that you can try and match them away.
Wow. So you have a fighter's chance from the get-go.
Yeah.
But you have to kind of, wow, that is generous. And there's no negative to this. There's nothing like bad happens if they match them away.
No, it's all good.
Wacky.
Yeah, she looks
like she's going to be great.
Yeah.
They say, you know, team her up with people that create, you know, special strike tiles. You know, your Coulson, your Blade, Carnage, Gamorpha, Groot. But just watch out for trap tile creating enemies, though. Because I guess Doom could probably blow them up on you. Because they're his trap tiles?
Well, yeah, trap tiles are
with
very...
With his Isterid Chupo?
Yeah. They're very easy to knock off the board.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so they will count... If someone needs to generate trap tiles, they will count towards that total.
Yes.
Is there anybody besides Doom that does that?
I'm sure there is. I can't think of any right now, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. Doom's what came to the top of my head.
Sure. Diabolic Plot is definitely the most at the forefront. I'm not going to be able to move on from that, but I'll work it out later.
All right. So to recruit Jessica Jones, that starts tomorrow, the 8th, in the Avengers versus Ultron event, starting at noon Eastern and ending on Monday at 11:59. So it will give you, progression reward, four-star progression reward that we had, like I said earlier, and reward tokens to the Alien Investigations Legendary Store. There's a special Jessica Jones Limited Vault, again, starting tomorrow, ending on Monday. 40 things in the vault. One Alias token, one Luke Cage Power Man cover, 3 random 3 stars, 6 heroics, 4 2500 ISO packs, 6 1000s, 5 500s, and 14 other 2 stars. The special legendary store, same dates, Thursday the 8th through Monday the 11th, 15% chance in that store to get Jessica Jones, Black Panther, or Green Goblin. Additional tokens can be purchased for 25 CP each.
Sure. So if I'm reading this correctly, what's going on in the Discord, it looks like Traptiles do not interact with each other, so your Doctor Doom problem is not a problem.
Right. You are reading that correctly, as that was verbatim from Patch.
I just wanted to, caveat just in case I was, losing my mind or something.
Nope.
Okay, there you go. Now there's even less of a bad thing that can happen.
Right. Yeah. There seems like zero bad things. The only thing that we were in risk of having bad was, as Samurai pointed out, that was a really good opportunity for someone to say, "That's a trap," and no one did.
And then spoilers, he dies in like 1 second of uselessness.
Just saying the word spoilers doesn't mean you can then just give away all the spoilers.
I can. That movie sucked.
What movie? What's going on?
Doesn't he die? No, he dies in the last movie. Whatever it was called.
Oh, sure. Okay. I didn't. Ray is correct, though. Shouting out spoiler before you shout out spoilers does not soften the blow in any way. Or does it make it appropriate?
Moving on. Power Gem updates. The next Power Gem season. Black Panther and Shuri will enter the latest 4 stars. Gamorpha and Sandman will become vintage. That is all. All right.
A lot of people are going to be sad about Gamora leaving the pack, but if you haven't got her fully covered yet.
There were some hot fixes in R147. Fixed a bug where the match damage for 5-star Spidey and 5-star Black Bolt was lower in 147 than in previous builds. So that has been corrected. And there was a bug fix where Elite Pack button incorrectly had a 1X label. I don't even know what that means. My brain doesn't work.
I never saw it, so okay.
It's fixed!
Hooray!
Hurrah! Huzzah! Oh, no, something else I wanted to mention. So over on the D3 forums, there was a post by a guy whose name I cannot possibly pronounce. Colonosaur? Like connoisseur, but...
Colonosaur?
With cologne? Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, he says, "Hey, here's some proposed questions for a non-existent PW3 interview that I would like to get answers for from Demiurge Will." And he goes on and, and gives us some nice little thoughts about, how nice the last kind of PW3 interview where we had Demiurge folks on live and we took live questions and so on and so on. And how he would like to see that happen again and some questions he would like answered. But
it only happens every 100 shows. Sorry.
But Will chimed in with some of the answers and things. But hey, as I like to say, our microphones are always open. So, if Will and anyone else at Demiurge wants to come back on the show again, anytime. Patch has an update here. It says the Elite button had a 1X label, which is redundant because you can't get a 10X or 40X packs. So we just got rid of it. All right.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay. Gotcha.
Now I understand. Now I get it. Can you dig it? Finally, we got an exciting thing to talk about here.
Yeah, that we do.
Ray, tell me about excitement.
So, if you've checked out our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, anytime today, you may have seen a new link to Marvel's first serious foray into podcasting called Wolverine the Long Night.
Ooh, that sounds exciting. If that doesn't sound exciting enough, let me tell you about it. So that you'll become even more excited. The story is going to follow Special Agent Sally Pierce and Tad Marshall as they follow a string of mysterious deaths in Burns, Alaska. And they will soon find that there is more going on than meets the eye. It is the first scripted podcast from Marvel, and it will star Celia Keenan-Bolger and Ato Ashando as Agents Pierce and Marshall, with Richard Armitage as Wolverine. Wolverine the Long Night will premiere March 12th and is only available on Stitcher Premium.
Yeah, so if anybody's, they've had the promo up for a little while, so I don't know if anyone's checked that out for a little snippet. But if you'd like to know more, this will be a Stitcher Premium only option, which is normally $5 a month. But as a listener to this here podcast, if you head over to Stitcher.com/premium and use the promo code Puzzle, you could get a month free as an extended free trial, and you could listen to all of this Wolverine podcast. So if you have any interest, check it out. If you just want to try Stitcher Premium, which is, you know, Stitcher with no commercials, and they're starting to make some other, premium content, please give a go over at Stitcher.
Yeah, and again, the code is Puzzle, all caps. I don't know. It might not be case sensitive. I was told all caps, so we'll just go with all caps.
Just say P-U-Z-Z-L-E. All capital letters.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be a little song, right? P-U-Z-Z-L-E. That spells puzzle for me.
That is not a little song. That is going to win the best. That's going to win it. That should have won an Oscar for best original score. But it's too late.
It should win something more than the love story of the blue guy from Hellboy falls in love with a mute woman.
It might have been a good movie. I didn't see it.
How was that even a movie? Who greenlit this project?
From what I'm reading, someone greenlit it like 10 years ago, and then they just stole it and made it a movie.
All right. Did we get anything in local news? I don't even think we did local news last week.
No, we didn't. We're not snowed in. We're not one of them people.
No. Not like our East Coasters or our far extreme East Coasters who are potentially buried. Yeah, how are the people at Demiurge? Are you guys still alive?
That's true. How much snow did you get up there in the Baston area?
Are we going to wait?
I know my in-laws had like, I don't know, 16 inches of snow the other day, so I haven't checked with them in the last couple of days to see where it's at now.
That's too much.
Yeah, last I heard was from our border dweller friend Jared. He said that he is the only house in all of Milford with power, and everybody is living with him.
turned his place into a flop house, he said.
I'm surprised that there's more than one person who lives in that town.
And yet there is. Okay, so fortunately... Oh, okay. Sluggo said they've got 8 inches of slush up in Brooklyn. Patch says it's only just drizzling there. It'll start snowing about an hour ago.
All right, well, be safe. And hey, speaking of which, before I forget, Patch, there's a strong chance that I will be in Boston like April 23rd, 24th, and 25th. So I want to come by and just say hi. So I'll get to you on a private thing, but I was going to forget. So
now he can't.
Yeah. Moving on this week. It's Always Sunny in Xandar. Natasha is a serial killer.
True story.
As we learned from her bootleg biopic, Red Sparrow.
It's true.
So, good old one-star Black Widow, the original support character. Her two mighty abilities were aggressive recon, which was purple, and I wanted to say it costs 12 and steals 4 of all your opponent's colors. And the Widow Sting. Holy smokes. So this is, again, I know I only bring it up because I know it hurts Craig's soul a little bit. When we had heard that, well, one-star Venom, you can't have him stunning the entire enemy team. He's only a one-star. That's outrageous. Why would that happen? Let me tell you a little bit about Black Widow and her blue power. Costs 9 AP. Stuns the target for 5 turns and the other enemies for 1 turn.
5 turns with a team stun.
Well, just the two of them unfreeze after.
Yeah, but it's 5 and 2-1 turns. I mean, come on.
Hey.
5. Poor Venom. Still love for that guy.
So, yeah. She's not gonna... I mean, in a heads-up battle, she was pretty amazing back in the prologue, because I knew that if you could fire off that stun, they weren't waking up for a long time, so you could just go to town. I don't know, on a heads-up, though, how good she is. Certainly, after last week, we didn't even talk... Did we even talk about Spider-Man? Did we talk about someone else?
Yes.
And Spider-Man was even more popular than whoever we were discussing because he's so good.
No, we talked about Spider-Man.
Okay, good.
All I know is that this is the character that people tend to stockpile hundreds of copies of and send her to as team-ups to all your friends.
Yeah. Oh, is that what that's for? So when someone says, send me a team-up?
You roster her repeatedly with just 5 blue,
right,
and send her off as team-ups.
Oh, wow. That sounds... That must be a really good power, because it sounds like I guess not really. I guess when you're playing at that level, you have plenty of roster slots, and you're willing to waste 1,000 hero points so that you could send your friends a 5-turn stun.
5 rounds of stun?
Yeah, that's pretty potent.
Sluggo has a picture he put up in Discord. He's got at least 6 of her. 0-5.
Well, hey, that seems like a wise strategy. Hopefully, the other members of his alliance... are as forward-thinking and are able to send him the desired team-ups because he's putting forth that kind of effort. So there you have it, the many uses of one-star Black Widow.
There you go, that's what's going on in Xandar. Willie, what's in the mailbag?
Oh, the mailbag was full this week. So let me take a look. First, I wanted to mention on an email, we got an email from Remy. He is doing an MP...
Remy LeBeau?
No, just Remy. I don't know, maybe. Goes by Remy. He is doing an MPQ March Madness. If you want to participate, it's on the forums. You go to the D3 forums and check out at d3go.com and check out his... do a search for MPQ March Madness. You can participate. You can go and vote on who you think is going to win. It's a March Madness for all the 4 stars within the game. At the time, there was 64. I don't know if there's still 64. We're right around there. So it's a nice, easy bracket to fill out. So take a look at it. I thought it was kind of cool. Joe Boz on Reddit, I wanted to mention this. He says he opened up a bunch of heroic tokens, got a couple of bonus heroes. His 3-star Thor is re-rostering him. He's at a 5-0-4. He got a yellow, awesome. And then while he was taking care of his other covers, had a mind blank and hit add level instead of putting it into his re-roster, and he asks, is there any way that when one is champed and the lower character could use the cover, that we could put it on the lower character instead? I almost always want to assign it there. I don't know if you always want to do it, but I don't know, something to consider, because I've been in that situation. I'm sure a lot of people have. I don't know, maybe put a dual button so you could see that there's a difference there, hit one or the other. I don't know how complex that would be, but... Yeah.
Before you go on, I have a quick question for... Never mind, it's already been answered. There was some propaganda being spread on Discord, but Wayworth had the solution. They were saying that I've heard wild speculation that once you have over 200 roster slots, then it goes up to 2,000 hero points per slot. That is confirmed by Wayworth. Like, I thought it was capped at 1,000. It is not capped at 1,000.
Yeah, I did too, because it's been 1,000 for a while.
Interesting.
Right, and do you have over 200 slots?
No.
I do not.
Well, then you're okay.
I'm at 164.
Oh, smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Also from Reddit, Weirdo with the Beardo says, honestly, the hardest part of the game is remembering to turn off boosts after a Crash of the Titans.
Agree.
I usually go 3 or 4 more matches before I remember to turn them off.
I do the same thing.
Yeah, as do I, which is why I wanted to mention it. Any way we could get a button that has it clear them all so you don't have to do them all individually, or I don't know.
I would rather the boost just lasted one match and always then reset back to nothing.
I don't know. I don't know if that's the answer or not. Because I'm kind of like...
I was going to say, because sometimes I have to fight that crash several times in a row and I don't have to reload.
Because I always forget to turn them off until I run out of, you know, boosting that color.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh, right. No,
right.
I don't have any more.
So I had also read this comment, and I have been conflicted about it for days, and I will tell you why. Because I was thinking about it, and while I was thinking about it, I was having this problem. I fought like 2 more fights after the Goddess of Thunder crash, still using those boosts, and I was like, gosh darn it, I keep wasting these boosts. And at the same time, I was like, well, Ian, that is not someone else's responsibility. It is your job as a player to make an effort to remember one thing. They do everything else for you. Do that for yourself. And I went, no. Make a button. So I've been having some really loud internal conflict about this. I think I'm at a crossroads in my life. Maybe it's spilling out over onto this game.
See, me having to do it, that's extra work on my part. I'd rather just be lazy and it just went away on its own.
But I can see that, but then it's going to, you know, create extra work on the other end of things.
Yeah, and as I think it was Samurai pointed out, that if you're doing a PvP, you might want to leave the boost that you have because that's the team you got. You got a specific team using specific boosts. You don't want that going away every time. So I don't know what the answer is, but just thought I'd voice it. Giving them a voice. Trademark 310. Noticed a lot of Wu-Tang references. He said, I've noticed Protect Your Neck, single on 36 Chambers and Fourth Chamber, a Giza song. Has anyone else noticed this? Shout out to the devs for the Wu-Tang references. I hadn't. I'm not a...
Wu-Tang for life.
Yeah.
I'm not a Wu-Tang fan. I'm not against them. I'm not a fan.
So, I don't work in direct opposition to them.
No.
That would be dangerous.
So I didn't notice these things, but yeah, it's kind of cool.
Who has...
You don't want to go up against the Wu-Tang Clan.
Right. I can't say that I have. Who protects your neck? Does it say specifically?
No, it does not.
Hmm.
That's cool, though. Do you remember the Chappelle Show bit where they're having the draft of hip-hop or something, and the first round pick was the entire Wu-Tang Clan?
Right. Oh, it was a racial draft.
Yes.
And the Asian delegation selected the Wu-Tang Clan.
The entire Wu-Tang Clan. That's what it was. That was great. Oh, I miss Chappelle Show.
That was solid.
Oh man, that show was so funny.
Moving on. Hex 2079 tweeted at us and said, "Watermelon is disgusting. This is the only thing I've ever agreed with Craig on."
Oh.
"I once spit out a Jolly Rancher that stuck to my boss's white shirt because he told me it was cherry, and it shocked me so much that I had an uncontrollable guttural reaction."
That dude deserves it. He should have got it in the face.
He says, "I was mortified but not fired." That's good. Jeff Cascadian says, "Geez, Craig, spoilers." You keep talking.
From last week?
Yeah, you keep talking about Jane. Talk about Jane.
Oh, this has been published for months.
He also said, "You can't use the savory sweet schedule for the pie segment because the Daily Deadpool is every 5 days, but you only record every 7. Don't tell me what to do.
Oh, man. I've totally already forgotten we talked about that. Yeah. Completely forgot about it.
But no, I'm thinking we could do it anyway. We just, you know, fake it. Make it work.
Fake it till you make it.
He says he's been using Iron Man, Storm, and Hawkeye for the longest time on the daily first node, but based on last week's episode, he switched out Hawkeye for Spider-Man. Spider-Man is so good, I had no idea.
Yeah, he's ridiculous.
Also, I love the sound clip from the Fantastic Four that you added to the mail segment. Thank you. You're welcome. Based on what you guys said, again, I stopped healing Thanos' allies and just started throwing two random characters into every match with him. I now have enough covers on him to have him brought up to level 420 unboosted. Nice.
Yeah, you just let him murder his friends. It's fine.
It's fine. It'll be fine.
My Thanos is also level 420, so.
No comment. Jordan from Jersey. on the Gwenpool.
New Jersey.
On the Gwenpool page, he says he's never read a single issue of the book before, but he thought the perspective of the passage of time within comics as it relates to the real world was kind of beautiful. If enough of her other comics have interesting concepts like that, I might need to go check out some of them. He also said, watching other people play video games, I do it for story-based games I don't have time to play, and or for the personality of the players. Just like I don't understand people watching other people play video games, I don't understand why you would watch other people play sports. I figured you would have a comment about that, but no.
See, I can play video games. I cannot play football.
Yup.
That is completely correct.
All right, that was quick.
Pretty straightforward, and I completely agreed with Craig.
I felt bad about this one. Starside said, the minute I heard 666 in referencing the cost of Spider-Man's powers, I started hoping someone would scream the number of the beast, Iron Maiden style. Disappointment. Yeah, didn't think about it.
Yeah, I feel like that one's on Ray.
Yeah, it was.
He's our resident metal expert, so when something like that is missed, he's the guy to blame.
That was on me.
I feel like the window's open again, Ray.
No, not doing it. It's too late. Stinkbomb said, wait, there's a subreddit just for Grandpa Joe hate? Of course there is. It's Reddit. /r/ Grandpa Joe hate.
I actually went and perused that. It's funny.
Matt Jabroni. And just like that, everyone was using One Star Spider-Man.
There you go. He's awesome.
Norman B. No local news last week. It's something that appeals across the board to all listeners. And he also said that Natalie Portman is awful in almost everything she has ever done, which got a response. Ought7 said, I thought she was good in The Professional and Garden State. People make fun about how wooden she is in the prequels, but she's like that all the time. I think she's made of wood.
Geppetto carved her a second?
Yeah, I think so. He was out of wishes at that point. So he had to try some black magic. I think someone just cast Animate Toadstool on her, and that's what happened.
Nice.
But he's not entirely wrong. I feel like her woodenness helped to balance out Zach Braff in Garden State, which made it an all-around decent film. And Leon is such a good movie. I feel like she was so young, she was just giving it her all.
Right.
She didn't think of herself as, like, an actor at that point, so she wasn't, like, stinking it up.
Right. I mean, she was like, her role was to play a child, and she was a child. I'm pretty sure that she could handle that.
Right. And it was, oh, boy, that film is dynamite.
What film is this?
Leon the Professional.
No, did not see that.
You definitely have seen that. I would be stunned to even hear you claim that.
It does not ring a bell.
Let me help you out.
Is it a young girl's erotic journey from Milan to Minsk?
In no way.
No, that's so wrong. No, it is. It renews the classic rivalry of Jean Reno versus Gary Oldman. And I would say one of Gary Oldman's finest performances, but like 95% of his performances are his finest, in my opinion. Jean Reno is a hitman. The woman you don't care for is a small child whose family's who loses her family to Gary Oldman's villainy, and he adopts her and protects her, and awesomeness ensues.
Okay.
It's a strong movie. It's good.
Oh, it's good. Yeah.
All right, but I got to get through this, so I'm moving on. D-Wing Illinois said, track and field always conjures to mind the pencil cheat where your middle finger was the fulcrum, so you'd only tap one end of the pencil, or was that just me? It was not just you. I have another comment later, but...
Yeah, I didn't do that, but...
He also said the pie segment is amazing for its troll level against Joe. That is true. He says he runs Spidey, Jugs, and Yelena. One star life. I don't get it, but okay.
Yelena Baloney. Wow.
Who does this?
That is D-Wing.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe he just needs to spice things up a little bit.
I think I still have one cover of Yelena, so... You know, that's not happening.
I would just like to take a quick moment to thank Donkey Teeth for validating my Gary Oldman claims.
There you go.
He's good.
Yep. He said specifically, Gary Oldman's best performance has consistently been the last movie he was in.
He was also in the Harry Potters.
Who? Gary Oldman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was Sirius Black, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had, that one was not at the forefront of my mind. Listen
to me, I've seen a lot of Harry Potter.
Yeah, I understand. I know your life.
D-Wing.
I was there.
D-Wing also said, I may get There Is No Thanos in Team put on a t-shirt or something that fantastically entertaining.
Hooray!
I love that someone thought Craig had human feelings. I love these week after callbacks. These are awesome.
Okay, I'm back on the show.
He says, I have spoken to martial artists who say the gap between Seagal and Van Damme is wider than a 5-star Thanos and a Bagman.
But in which direction?
That's not even funny. It's Seagal was a professional martial artist.
I'd still rather watch Van Damme.
Watch quality, I'm not even addressing that. I still disagree with you, but I'm not even addressing that. Ian literally said greatest American hero and not a peep out of Craig.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free.
See? When
flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me.
There you go.
I can't
see,
believe
right?
It
no,
myself.
No.
You can't do two verses. No. Absolutely not. The fact that you did the whole first verse was too many.
Yeah, we let you go.
I just wanted to let Ray know that, as you can see from Craig doing that, when it's listener comment time, that window reopens. you can just go right through it.
Nice. He did say that, since you didn't do that last week, cut to a picture of an Indian looking over the landscape with a tear running down his cheek.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
No, seriously, we've been defunded. It's only you now. That's actually the shirt I'm wearing. Joe said, I would use a large marker or highlighter to swipe back and forth on the A and B buttons on the track and field. Again, I've never saw anyone do this. Never heard of it before, but there you go. Save your fingers.
Well, apparently Joe was playing at home on a Nintendo or something. I played in the arcade. There was no button labeled A or B. It was just,
two
buttons.
Run. Right.
Yeah, they both said run.
And I also
and you
didn't
mashed
have
a whole lot.
Right. I didn't have a cheaty bit with me to help me manipulate that. All I had was to get my hand meat pinched in the trackball.
Yeah.
Joe also said, brace yourself for sadness, quote unquote, the unofficial title of the pie segment. Zing.
Did Craig mention the date of next week's show? Joe, brace yourself for sadness.
And quoting down Periscope in your everyday life is not as bad as quoting the lucky number 11 in your everyday life, which someone pulled on me the other day. Okay.
I feel like that movie's probably underrated. I remember liking it.
I remember enjoying it somewhat. I don't remember any quotes, but...
No, I don't remember any quotable portions of it either.
Today at work, I went into a period where I was quoting Mystery Men quite a bit.
Oh, see? That I can get behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only quality Ben Stiller movie.
Okay. Ava Vavoom said, I don't hate Jane Thor, but I definitely don't like her. I just don't see how that character as she existed was worthy. For that matter, I'm a little uneasy about Volstagg as Thor 2, which, yeah. The only character I want to see holding the hammer other than Odinson is Beta Ray Bill. Or Cap that one time.
Oh, hush yourself.
No, that's all solid.
Yeah. Goat-headed alien.
Perrin Diak, I'm pretty sure he's just trolling you, but he says Natalie Portman was the best part of Thor. And then he said, watching other people play video games, I get a kick out of watching When Cheese Fails and Will Cheese Fail videos about StarCraft. Pretty crazy. I didn't even Google that. I have no idea what that is. Featured character of the week. Peter sells out made me think of Quill, even though I knew you were in One Star Land. Spider-Man's pretty good, but he has a hard time dumping ISO into him. I can understand that.
Oh, hey, sidetrack. Speaking of StarCraft, shout out to StarCraft 2. It's the 20th anniversary this year. So last year we had the 20th anniversary of Diablo, and now we have the 20th anniversary of StarCraft.
I thought it was interesting that when you logged into Diablo, it said, congratulations, you get an achievement because it's the 20th anniversary of StarCraft. Like, I logged in.
You get an achievement in all the games.
It's not really an achievement. I logged in.
Well, it's a free pet. What do you want, man?
And
it's
finally,
a pet. It's a spaceship.
Finally, Perondiak said, kidding about Natalie Portman comment, she is the best part of Marvel.
Well, just remember, she's a Disney princess. How gross
sort
is
of.
That?
After the
sort
fact.
Of. Let's not go overboard. Yeah, but no, it's because she was elected Queen of Naboo and served her term. She was only ever Padme.
Mm-hmm.
She did not come from royal lineage or marry into royal lineage. I would put her more in the Mulan category.
Yeah, I agree with that. She was queen. She wasn't a princess. Queens are normally evil.
That's true.
Just the way it is, man.
Some things will never change.
Last comment. NTN Deacon said, the Ramones do a great version of the Spider-Man theme song. That is true, but I went with the original because I did not want to face any sort of licensing issues. So there you go. If you didn't know, the last episode finished with the theme song from Spider-Man because you guys sung it in the middle. So,
oh, there you go.
Yeah. And that is all we have. That was enough. Thanks, Willie.
That was. Craig, are you on the Discord?
Yes.
Did you see that picture Alpha Team put up?
Yes.
Is that a chef's bag of loving or what?
Oh, buddy, I'm telling you.
Holy smokes.
I'm on board with that description. But right now, once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz. And we,
just want to pump
you up. I was dead from the get-go. Holy majoli.
Who's boosted, Ian?
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you a few things about a few things. Sorry.
Samurai's killing me.
I know. I'm feeling lightheaded. I got to refocus. Oh, this week's boosted characters. Let me tell you about some quality 3-star boosted characters. 3-star Black Panther. Fantastic. His yellow is good. His black is even better. Blade. I remember him being good. Got some pretty good special tiles. He throws out a lot of special tiles and does a little straightforward damage. Hood. He gets a big thumbs up from me. I like that he steals AP, and I like the big swath of board that he can clear with his twin pistols. And even his thing that makes that accelerates countdowns. Yes, thank you. Who else we got? Punisher. I don't want to talk about Punisher. He makes me feel sad.
He's got that red power.
Squirrel Girl's pretty great. Ever since her power shifted back to squirrels, and away from furry friends, you saw a lot of extra use out of her.
That's right.
Now, on to the 4-stars. My goodness, everybody loves Carnage. He works in so many different teams. He's probably very good. I'm willing to accept that. Oh, Iceman. He's another classically fantastic character who is slowly getting outpaced by, you know, some of the newer people who are really strong. But, man, it's 6 a.m. and that boy is already not right. Bobby is strong.
Yeah.
His whiteout does a ton of damage. His stun does a ton of damage. His punch of snowman does a ton of bunch of damage. He's just, he's a good guy. Good guy to have around. Hulkbuster. He may have been my very first champion 4-star. Also, a good funnel for damage. His black does a little self-inflicted damage, but it immediately makes his repulsor punch available to you, and that puts out so much more damage. And he puts out some good shields and some red generation with his blue. Oh, Rock. He was my other champion 4-star for a very long time. He still is, but they were my first two, and he's another just... I think he's pretty excellent because his purple generates so much of the green that you need and steals all their green. Like, what? It doesn't steal. It zeros their green and gives you 7 green.
It's something like that. Yeah. That's real.
Something. Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. It's Gamma Siphon. Gamma Siphon.
Gamma Siphon.
Lisa's
braces.
Thanks. Yeah. So that's a potent right there. And of course, his hammer and anvil does a ton of AoE, both at 9 or 18 plus green. Miles, I vaguely remember him from back in the day. I don't know that I have enough of him to tell you much about him. Have either of you ever used 4-star Spider-Man Miles Morales?
He is a solid middle tier. No, I never use him. But he does a little damage with his red, and he can turn invisible and then come uninvisible and hit you. He's all right. He should be good boosted.
He puts out lots of web tiles and does stuff.
Yeah, I never use him.
He does put a lot of web tiles out. I mean, oh, great. He puts out a lot of web tiles. That's totally going to make 1-star Venom much better.
No.
Nice.
Boo earns on you.
So, wow. A lot of my favorites are boosted this week. And, They're all very solid. None of them are through the roof amazing, but very good characters.
I don't know about that. I think Bobby's through the roof.
But yeah.
That boy ain't right.
I think that he's definitely in the top 10. He may even be in the top 5. Like, he's still really good. Not sure about that. I could probably get 5 people above him, but he's good. So on the Discord, who is good team up with Iceman?
With Ice, I don't know. I've never champed him, so I've never gotten to use him.
Mm. Personally, I like using him with an IM-40 and some strong red player, because IM-40 generates all of his colors.
All the green and all the blue.
Yeah, so you just need a strong red.
Right. That's a good plan. I mean, if you can't think of anybody, you could always just let IM-40 use his own red, but that's crazy.
Yeah. He drains other AP. I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Does anybody generate green, or is green his way to go, or is blue the way to go? Because that Punch a Snowman does a lot of damage.
Yes. Why not Zoidberg? Why not both?
Why not both? Why not throw in IM-30 and, let's say, old what's-his-name? Star-Lord. Or Peggy. She uses red.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Peggy's always good.
I like her blue, though, too. So now do I stun a lot or more people? But
yeah. So you get some quality choices this week, so enjoy, everybody.
Yeah.
Listen to me now and believe me later. These are your boosted characters of the week, brought to you, as always, by Mystify.
Mystify.
Thank you, Mystify.
Mystify your life. let's talk about the Vine disaster this week. Brought to you by this Vine. So here's my mess. You want to hear this? You're all ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready for this.
So, in unimportant things, I've got some Ragnaroks dying and a Switch, but I've got another War Machine dying and a Lockjaw, and they make me sad.
No chance for either?
Because they're both fully covered.
Oh.
But, I just don't have ISO. And if I'm going to save one, I'm going to save Lockjaw, certainly not War Machine.
I would agree with that, yeah. I have no argument against that.
Because I had to spend a bunch of ISO to get Jane up to level 200 to win that crash. So that bit into my ISO reserves.
Yeah.
So I have 200,000 ISO now, so I'm going to try and save Lockjaw, is my plan.
That seems doable. How long you got?
Loads of time. I got 13 days.
Oh, you just got them. Yeah, you can do that.
But yeah, my second copies of Ragnarok and stuff are just probably going to go by the wayside, because all I keep getting is blue.
Alpha Team is amused that you had to put ISO into Jane.
Yeah, it didn't make me feel happy about life.
She's really strong. I mean, she's not quite Peggy, but she's really strong.
That's what you tell me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet if you had an IM-40, you could pair them up.
This is true.
Maybe throw in an Iceman, go nuts.
What do you guys got?
My Vine, as opposed to last week, which was I was up to 40-some covers sitting there, I now have one. I was finally able to get the cover I needed from my 2-star Magneto, and then everything just fell into place. Like, I mean, I sold a couple 2-stars to get the ISO I needed, but I got everybody off the Vine. Like, they just totally shipped out. It was no problem. My America got... I got America done first, and then I got the cover I needed for Magneto, and it just snowballed and cleared itself. So now I just need that blue 2-star cap corks, and I will be good. I'm out of ISO again, but you know, what can you do?
Yeah.
My Vine has recently gotten less disappointing, but at the same time is still the same level of disappointing. I have a red Peggy that's about to die.
Ooh.
And yeah, so here's the thing. I was feeling disheartened, but then heartened. Because I'm not going to get to use that red Peggy, but I got her out of a daily resupply and have only come to see that here, right around when this Peggy expires, I'll get another Peggy that I can use, which heavily suggests that, you know, shortly thereafter, I will get the final Peggy that I need to have her fully covered, and then I can move on to championing her. So that helped to
nice
fill up the damage done by having a Peggy cover go to waste.
Yeah.
We got a 4-star Star-Lord that's going to get sold. And for some reason, there's a 3-star Gambit on here that I can't use. I've not had an opportunity to re-champion him since I sold him for increased benefit.
Oh, okay. Did you not?
And I have him at, you know, 5-something-something.
Sure. Gotcha.
So I'm going to start selling. No, I can't do it. I still got 2 days on this Peggy cover. I'll wait.
Yeah, don't be in a hurry to sell that.
Nope. I'll just sit on down and...
It's still Gwenpool.
So where's your Vulture at, since it looks like we're going to be getting a few Vultures here?
Sparse, but I am ready to see him get up there. I hear he's somewhere between excellent and beyond excellent.
I do love Meat Walter.
I'm getting there.
I was trying to see. There, I was trying to find him on your roster, but I think I missed him. But
yeah, he's probably low. You got to check down in the 70 range. I don't think I've put any ISO into him. I've never had the need or.
Yeah, you got him.
He's at a.
He's down at a 0-1-2.
I have him at a 0-1-2.
Yeah.
So we're looking at a 1-2-3 will be the future of my Vulture if I, you know, am anticipating our alliance correctly, and I usually am.
Oh, yeah. I don't think.
My only.
For this event, I think we're going to smash it. No problem.
Yeah. Yep. No. Ultron's tough, but I have no doubt. I mean, I've got a lot of things going on with my son's birthday this weekend. So rather than top 12, I'll probably be just, oh no, without Jared, who's going to be at the bottom with me?
Don't worry, you'll be in the top 20.
All right. Yes, top 20, here I come. If I can break top 18, it was a good weekend. But anyway, yeah, so I'll get a nice boost on that Vulture. But that's my vine, brought to us as always by This Vine.
This Vine.
Thanks,
This Vine.
Vine.
Let's open up some tokens.
Token.
But this guy. I'd use my thumb, sir, for a minute.
Token, just go into your basement and get your bass guitar.
Seriously, Token?
Seriously, Token.
Oh, man.
I'll go first.
All right.
Poke this stray bit of chain hiding in the background. See if I can't get a Peggy Carter cover out of this guy. Cyclops, uncanny strategist.
Huh. Again, I'm always stunned by the older four stars.
When you get a classic one?
Yeah.
Me too. I'm like, wait, what? Who are you?
You go under my gun.
I don't care.
Too late.
All right.
I got a four star. I got a four star. Ask me about my feminist agenda. Mockingbird. Opportunist. I like that cover. I don't know. So that will take her up to a level 280, giving me another legendary token. Look at that.
We'll live it up, son.
What a fantastic day.
Well, what a fantastic audience. Thank you.
And you do Jimmy really well. Or is that Timmy? No, that's Jimmy, right.
Jimmy.
The other one is
Timmy,
another.
You can only say Timmy.
Another four star. Click at it. Kingpin. There you go.
Wow.
It's another classic.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
You have me doubting reality, but why do you ask?
All right, I'm going to rub car driving man's teeth here.
Ooh.
I think you need to make the vroom rubbing. Vroom sound while you...
It's a four star, but it's one of my favorites. It is a Medusa cover.
There you go.
Love me some Medusa.
Good as always.
Let's see. That pops her up to level 293. So good old Medusa. One of my fifth highest character.
Oh, Annoya Queen. I miss you.
Yeah. I don't miss that at all.
So there was a question with Carnage boosted. Who's good with him? Medusa? So you can use Carnage with Medusa and Nico. And if you don't have Nico, you could use Carnage with Medusa and Lockjaw. And,
Fantastic.
And if you don't have him, you could use him with Medusa and Fantastic. So there you go. Carnage and Medusa. That's the answer.
Mr. Lava Lava. Thanks, this guy. Ian, talk about the podcasting network.
Alright, hold on. Sorry, sometimes real gems fly by on Discord. But anyway, let me tell you about the podcast network. It's called the Soon-to-Be-Named Network, and it's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com or soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com. It is a collection of podcasts stretching across a pretty wide span of topics. All of these are archived and available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. I never remember it, even though it's been explained to me multiple times. What's the situation with the direct links on our homepage, puzzlewarriors3.com?
I don't have the very latest edition on there, but other than that, we're good.
Okay. So, yeah, that's one of the many great things you can find on our webpage, puzzlewarriors3.com, or you can find us all at soon-to-be-named network at soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Thanks, Ian. Anybody else? Go to the order. Going once, going twice, going three times.
I think we're good. I think we'd, you know, just go sign up for that Wolverine thing. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Check it out.
I got really excited when they contacted us. Stitcher contacted us to do a promo for them. That was just, it made my day. It made my week.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Good for you, Ray. I mean, it pumped me up as well, but Ray is flying high. Don't remember,
the promo code puzzle, all caps.
Yeah, stitcher.com/premium code word puzzle. Code word?
Check out Marvel Scripted podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yes, it is a Marvel Scripted podcast for those of you who may or may not know. It's available on Stitcher Premium. You can check out a month for free using promo code puzzle.
All right, now that we've done the entire ad on Discord.
Yeah, for sure. Let's wrap this up.
Wrap it up, B.
I'm about to.
All right, puzzleorders3.com, as we've just said way too many times. iTunes, hey, or on Stitcher. You can check out our show there. We can look forward to the comments, suggestions, what have you, except for that one guy who doesn't like us on Reddit. I don't care about that guy. I tried
to
be nice.
He didn't say that he didn't like us.
Yes, he did.
He just said that he did not. He said that I feel like you don't participate in the Reddit community enough and posting your podcast, promoting your podcast.
No, I thought he also said that we were annoying.
No, that was someone totally different. Someone totally different said that they've gotten hard to listen to lately because they are increasingly more cynical, which is...
That's not possible. I've been cynical for 40 years. I have not gotten more cynical.
Yeah, all he said was self-promotion in the subreddit is, in his opinion, not appropriate, and I think that's totally valid.
Yeah, I do.
I'm not here to change people's opinions. I'm just here to bring you a somewhat funny, somewhat informational, moderately entertaining podcast.
And someday, once I ever get around to figuring out how to record things, I'll have the other podcast where you can yell at me all you want. If I can ever convince Ray to help me test that some night, I'll get on that. Comments, suggestions, like I said, do some stuff. Check out the webpage, D3 Forums, subreddit, Marvel Puzzle Quest. Go to the Amazon banner, top of our homepage, buy something. We get some love that way. Head over to cafepress.com/puzzlewarriors3. Or, you know, head over to stitcher.com/premium. Use promo code puzzle. Really, I'm done now. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Oh, man, I totally bungled that.
Goodbye.
Remember, kids, slow and steady wins the race. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, bye, friends.
Man, my brain just would not work. Goodbye, Scarecrow. Goodbye, Tin Man.